The lawsuit claims men should have the same rights as women in dealing with unintended pregnancies under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. One group in Wisconsin is not pleased with the filing. While Wisconsin Fathers for Children and Families has no plans to take a formal position on the suit, President Steve Blake says it's the narrow focus on child support payments which may undermine their work.
Basically, we're for fathers' rights, and we deal with children who have already been born. Our organization advocates to equal rights for fathers and equal placement for the children.
Blake also says any high-profile attention given to the case may extend stereotypes of fathers standing up for their rights as a bunch of angry men or deadbeat dads.
My fear is that this is going to have exactly that kind of reaction, that men do not want to take the responsibility for their children.
Matt Dubay, the father at the center of the suit, contends he had made clear to his then-girlfriend that he did not want children. He adds the mother had told him she could not conceive due to a medical condition. No trial date has yet been set for the case. Dane Melby, Wisconsin Public Radio.